With the epidemic of comparison running rampant in our culture, it is very easy to believe the lie that you are unqualified or unworthy for the call of God on your life. And when I say call, I mean the plans that He has for you in this season and time, which can change over time. But we all have a calling to share Jesus with others. Whether that be in our homes, at work, serving in our church, He has placed us in our specific circle for a reason and plan. Isn't that exciting? Seriously. Again, with comparison being an issue, we can very easily look at others and desire their circle of friends, their circle of influence, their circle of community, their church circle. But if you have been seeking God and if you are surrendered to Him, then you are right where you are supposed to be. You are the only you, which means you are perfect to reach the people around you in this specific season. So lean into that and ask God to help you see that there is a need for you in your circle. Also, side note, if you are desiring better friendships, better community, etc., then just make it happen. Jump into community online or go to your women's Bible study at church or call a friend and ask them to dinner or coffee. Be the influence and friend that you desire and see what God can do through you. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Esther and how she may have felt the same as us, which is crazy, right? So if you want to hear a little bit more about that, let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane, or go ahead and start your workout, and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. So glad you are here, and I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. And if this is your first time listening in, welcome, welcome. I am so glad you are here. And I just wanted to extend an invitation for you to join the Kingdom Daughters Sisterhood on Facebook. There's a beautiful group of women in there encouraging each other, loving each other, sharing scripture, praying for each other. And if this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I would love to have you come and join. If you go to thekingdomdaughters.com, I am super excited to announce that I have a website finally up. There are links on the website that take you directly to the Facebook group, and I would love to have you join us in there. So let's talk about Esther. And let's talk about being unqualified, feeling unqualified, right? So for those of you who don't know the story of Esther, Esther was an orphan who was raised by a man named Mordecai, who was a Jewish exile. So that means he was exiled from his homeland. He was just a wanderer, right? Esther and Mordecai were two, literally, of the most unlikely people to be chosen to play major roles in shaping a nation. And yet God used them. Esther was beautiful, and so the king at the time brought her in as one of his wives. And as one of the king's closest advisors were trying to get rid of the Jews and just kill them off and destroy them all, Esther and Mordecai were used in a way that was so intricate and so God-planned to save the nation and to save the Jewish people. You should really read the book of Esther. It's a really great story if you haven't yet. So Esther could feel completely unqualified because, one, she was an orphan. She was raised by a Jewish exile, and she was a woman, but yet she is raised to be queen, and she's put in this place of honor, and God uses the gifts that she has to place her in a position to be used for his glory and to save the Jewish people. And even what's crazy is God puts even Mordecai through the story, puts Mordecai in a place of leadership, and he puts in place something called Purim, or I don't know if I'm saying that right, but P-U-R-I-M, and that is a celebration. It was established once they were freed from this tyranny, right? And Mordecai puts this into place to celebrate their relief from their enemies. And the Jewish people still celebrate that today, which is crazy, right? Like, look what God can do. And that's my encouragement for you today. That we may feel unqualified. We may feel unworthy or uncalled. We don't understand God's purposes. As a wife, as a mom, as a woman of God, in our workplace, in our community, we're just like, what? Where do you have me and why, Lord? I want you to remember these three things, okay? One, God always equips you. God placed Esther in this specific role because he knew he could trust her. He knew that her heart was going to be obedient to him. She had been taught well and established in her beliefs. She was raised by a man, a godly man, who served the Lord. And even though they weren't this wealthy family or well-known or anything like that, he was established in the Lord, and he taught that to Esther. And so she was a woman of God. She believed in the Lord, and she trusted in him, and God knew he could use her in this area. Which, side note, it is so important for us to teach our children what we know. I think it can be a misconception that they're small, they don't understand, but there is no junior Holy Spirit. Like, God wants to move in all of us. And so when you're just teaching them to count or the ABCs, throw some scripture or Bible story in there. It'll help you learn more, and it'll help establish their beliefs and who God has called them to be. I wish I would have been more consistent with my boys on this. I just know that it would have solidified more of a relationship for them. I sometimes, to be honest, feel shame about that and guilt, but I know Holy Spirit is like working in them continuously, and I just trust God no matter what. And so, but I just would encourage you, if you are learning anything, just bring life skills, bring the Bible into that, bring what you've learned, and be open with your kids about it, because I think it just helps you to learn how to chase Jesus more, and it helps them to learn how to chase Jesus more. So that's my encouragement. So God equips you. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. He gives us his word. When we dive into his word, when we know his word, we're fully equipped because of what he is teaching us in these scriptures, in his word. It is God-breathed and useful for teaching and correcting and training, okay? So that we may be fully equipped for everything that God has called us to do. So that's the first thing, getting his word, right? He equips us with his word. He equips us by being rooted and grounded in him, in his love, knowing who we are in him by being in his word and understanding that. He equips you. In Exodus 4:10 and 11, okay, this is Moses speaking, and he says, Moses said to the Lord, pardon your servant, Lord, I have never been eloquent, never in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. Right? This is Moses complaining. And he's like, I'm sorry. I don't think that you know who I am. Like, I'm not up for this challenge. God's calling him into this amazing thing. And he's like, I can't even talk. What are you talking about, Lord? Right? He's just questioning God, like, are you sure about this? And the Lord says to him, who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. Okay, he's like, come on, Moses. I don't really need you. You're my vessel, right? And God wants to use us and he's going to equip us. He's like, I'm the one that's in charge. I will help you along the way if you just obey me, if you just lean into me, if you just trust me. I will lead and guide every step along the way. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. We don't have to have these gifts and talents that you look around with comparison and you see all these things. We just have to be rooted and grounded in God's love. He gives us his word and connection to him, and he equips us for the calling he has for us. Okay, so he equips us, he equips you, and he has perfect, number two is God has perfect timing for you and for your plan, for the plans he has for you. Esther had spiritual maturity to wait for the Lord's timing on when to request to save her people. In the story, Mordecai comes to her and tells her what's going on and tells her that someone is trying to destroy the Jewish people. And she's like, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to get killed if I try to talk to the king. And Mordecai's like, you are there for such a time as this. This is your moment, girl. And so she went and she fasted and she prayed and she said, Lord, your timing, open the door. And God did. God opened the door for her to come before the king and lay out her story before him and make a plea to him and say, please don't let my people die. And they were saved. Okay. It was perfect timing because it was God's perfect timing. She surrendered to him. She released that to him and to God, and God gave her open doors and the perfect timing for it to work out. So she didn't try to do it on her own. She didn't go running to the king and try to do it in her own timing. She went straight to the Lord and said, okay, God, what? How am I supposed to do this? I don't know how to do this. I need your help. And God helped her. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every matter under heaven. There is a perfect time, and God has perfect timing for you and everything that he has called you to. A lot of times this is about learning to listen, to slow down, pray, bring situations to him, and wait to hear what he says, like Esther did. Waiting is hard. I know, especially in our like microwaved fast food culture, but we are called to be in the world, not of it, which means we have to slow down and wait on God. God has his own timing and it's not our timing a lot of times, which can be difficult, but when we trust in him, he is faithful. Esther and Mordecai took time to wait for the right time from God. They fasted and prayed and waited. Take time this week to slow yourself down. Stop the busy. Open your ears to him and breathe in Jesus. He wants to talk with you and lead you. We just have to slow down. Stopping the busy is something I'm super passionate about, learning to reset and refocus on the things that are most important. Our world is pulling us in so many directions, and none of them are necessarily bad unless it's keeping you from Jesus. When we are so busy and can't put him first or make him priority, then that is when we will get overwhelmed, exhausted, and really start feeling like we have no purpose. If this is sounding familiar, I want to offer you some one-on-one coaching spots, a place to help you reorganize your time, prioritize, and give you some tools to put Jesus back in the focal point of your life and help you be busy, but with purpose, right? We're busy. We're busy mamas. We're busy women. We're running around. We're working and we're serving and we're doing all the things, right? We are going to be busy. There's not really a way out of that, but this helps you to get busy with a purpose because we are reorganizing our priorities and who we put first and what we put first. So if this sounds good to you, go to thekingdomdaughters.com. Again, click on the coaching option, or I will put my Calendly link in the description so you can get a free 30-minute call, and let's stop the busy together, okay? All right, so the third thing, so I'll repeat. The first one is God equips you. The second one is God has perfect timing for you. The third thing is God calls you to big and small things. Sometimes we have to wait for God, we talked about that, to show us what we are supposed to do. But in the meantime, just be faithful in what is right in front of you. Can you serve in your kids' ministry? Can you work at the coffee cart? Can you help your neighbor with something? Can you bring someone dinner who is sick? Can you drive your neighbor kids to church with you? Can you maybe host a prayer or Bible study at your home? None of things are things you need to hear from God about, right? I think a lot of times we overdo it. And we're like, oh man, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to do that. I need to pray about it. It's like, you need to pray about whether you need to serve your community. No, that's an obvious. That should just be an actual fruit of the Spirit that comes. We've been talking about fruit of the Spirit on Faith Bomb Fridays. This is a fruit of hospitality, a fruit of love, a fruit of giving, right? A fruit of service that comes out of us when we're connected to Jesus and we're overflowing with his goodness and his mercy and his presence. Those are automatic things that just come out. So step out into those things. Trust in God's timing for the big stuff, but small things can turn into big things. When we're loving people in our community, when we're doing those small, quote unquote, small things, and really they aren't really that small. We just kind of put them kind of in a small box. But those things that seem insignificant can turn into big things, because when God sees you being faithful with little, he's going to give you more. Luke 16:10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." Jesus is saying that right here. When we're faithful with small things, we can be trusted with bigger things. So dive into the smaller things. Jump into those smaller things and see what God can do. Guaranteed that Esther was faithful in the little things while she was growing up. And she was being taught to love God and follow him and was rooted in that. And that is why God called her to this bigger thing. She trusted in him and she leaned into him. And even when it came down to it, because she was called into her position because she was beautiful and lovely, okay? So she could have been like, I'm beautiful and lovely and I'm the queen now and it's, you know, whatever. But she still kept her heart posture to the Lord and fixed her eyes on him and waited for his timing and trusted that she was in that place for a purpose. And that is my encouragement to you today. Even when you're feeling unsure, you may not be qualified, but God equips you. You know, he uses us in our weaknesses. And that is the greatest thing about the gospel. Like, he doesn't always use the strongest because he just wants surrender. He just wants us to release to him. And when we surrender and trust in him, he can use us in mighty ways. And that might be the things that we think are insignificant. They're not. The little things we do, every day matter. as we surrender our life to Him in folding the laundry, in doing the dishes, in serving in our church, in helping our elderly neighbor unload her groceries out of her car, okay? These are things that we are bringing as gifts to God and honoring Him with our lives. And that's a purpose. That is the purpose that God may have for you in this season that you are in. And that is a good thing. That's a good thing. All right. Well, I hope this encouraged you today. I hope and pray that you see, like, God is ready to equip you with His word, with His calling. He wants to use you to love people around you and bless those around you and be a great mom and a great wife and to serve Him well. He wants to equip you for those plans and purposes. And it's amazing that He loves us so much that He is going to equip us to do what He is calling us to do. It's just amazing. So that's all I have for you. I pray that you have an amazing rest of your week. And remember that you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His amazingly awesome and perfect love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are today. Have a great day, and I'll see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. Hey, hey, friend, before you go, if you've been enjoying this show and it has been speaking to you and you have found value in it, I would love for you to share your thoughts by leaving a review. It really helps me to understand if my content is speaking to you, and it's one of the only ways that I can hear back from you besides joining the Facebook group, which, by the way, you can join the Facebook group by going to thekingdomdaughters.com. All right, but if you found value in this, I would love to hear from you, so go ahead, click on the leave review button, give it a 5-star rating, and I would so appreciate it.